There are certain steps you must do before you say I do. So says Rodney Anderson, business expert.
We are joined now by Rodney Anderson. He is the author
of... Here with that advice is Rodney Anderson. He's a consumer advocate for overall financial...
Do you avoid picking up the phone fearing a bill collector may be on the other end?
Yes.
Rodney Anderson, business expert. And
out with the old and in with the new when it comes to housing. What does he mean by that, though? Rodney Anderson, Supreme Lending.
Joining us now is Rodney Anderson of Supreme Lending.
But the news is very mixed.
Welcome to the Rodney Anderson Radio Show. Rodney takes your questions on mortgages, credit, money, and more. Your questions will cost you nothing. From the refi revolution to the financial hottie of the week, we make sure you're part of the show. To speak with Rodney right now, call 1-800-EXPRESS. It's the Rodney Anderson Radio Show. And now, here's Rodney.
Alrighty, good afternoon and welcome to the show. Rob, what day is it?
Oh. We used to meet every Thursday in the afternoon.
Almost right.
Alright, we have a great show planned for you today. Today, at 11:10, the number one talk show host in Houston for the last 3 years, the number one talk show host in the state of Texas, and one of the top 10 talk show hosts in the country. Yes, you can hear him every single day from 5 to 7 in the afternoon right here on the talk radio 1190. But Michael Berry will be joining us here at 1110. At 1125 today, Dr. Mark Jaffe will be joining us talking about cosmetic infidelity. Yes, a new way to cheat. At 1130 yesterday, we're going to do divorce part 2 today. Lisa Marquis joined us yesterday talking about divorce and the aspects of I thought I was divorced. So today we're going to talk about divorce and social media, how social media can blow up a marriage faster than anything you've ever seen. And then at 11:45 this morning, Jim LeCamp will be joining us. Jim's show is on at noon every single day right here following us, but we'll talk about the redistribution of wealth when it comes to divorce. So a big action plan show today. But some of the headlines before we get to the divorce. Okay, so many people may not know, but a few people do know, that about almost 7 years ago, Susie and I decided to go to Washington, D.C. one time.
Who?
And, yeah, we decided we'd go get a... Oh, hold on. That's Susie Reed, as far as she's the number one loan officer for Supreme Lending in the United States. She is the co-author of Credit 911, and she is going to be on Designing Spaces on the Lifetime Network in front of 7 million people. Susie, welcome to the show.
Speaking of a girl named Susie.
Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you very much.
Every single day, Monday through Friday, you see her on Good Morning Texas, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. She has been on there for 9 years. She is one of the most famous talk show hosts in the city of Dallas. I also know in DFW, and did you, weren't you like Miss Connecticut or something?
Oh, boy.
Woo-hoo! She's Miss Connecticut.
He starts researching you, you're in trouble now.
Oh, my God. Miss Connecticut is in the studio. Amy Vanderhoff.
I'm doing my pageant wave right now. You just can't see.
And then joining our running the sound, running the boards, as always, Rob the Baldwin.
Thanks, sir. Glad
where's
to be here.
Where's your music, Rob?
It's on right now. See me jamming.
All right, so.
Jamming and dancing together.
Yesterday, in the United States Senate, there was a hearing with the head of FHFA. That is the Federal Housing Financing Agency. Okay, and this agency was created. They oversee Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, FHA, everything in the housing market. Well, about 2008, Susie and I went up to Capitol Hill because I got stupid and decided to introduce a bill.
Not stupid, ambitious.
7 years later.
We're still a little less ambitious, but ambitious nonetheless.
But we decided that we'd take on Congress and go to get a bill changed regarding medical collections on people's credit reports. We felt that consumers were being unduly held back because you get a medical collection, you go to the doctor, this is a bill, this isn't a bill, and all of a sudden $50 makes it to your credit report, it drops your score 100 points, and boom, you can't borrow money. Or it's going to cost you a lot more. So what we wanted to do is we thought we'd change the law and state if you pay a medical collection or settle it. Rather than waiting 7 years, it comes off in 45 days. The bill was passed in the United States House of Representatives 336 to 72 back in 2010.
And we popped a cork and said, woohoo, and then?
We ran out of time in the Senate. So every 2 years, we get a bill reintroduced. And 60 Minutes has done a story regarding credit scoring. The New York Times has written about it 4 times. The Wall Street Journal has written about it 3 times. The Washington Post has written about it. USA Today has written about it.
Talk. That's all they're doing.
And it's a good idea, but we can't get the Republicans and the Democrats to work together.
Imagine that.
So, this Consumer Financial Protection Bureau did a study 90 days ago that said this. The average person is being affected 22 points by medical collections, and we need to start changing this. So, what our whole thing now is we don't need a law. Because FICO came out. FICO, you've been being FICO'd for years. FICO came out with a new version called FICO 09. That states when you pay or settle a medical collection, it doesn't count on your credit report. So they admitted that there was flaws.
Right.
So now we're trying. So we don't need passage of the bill anymore because they've already taken care of.
But you're still a pioneer and a patriot, by the way, Rodney.
But now we're trying injustice. To get the GSEs, the government-sponsored entities, which is Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, FHA, and everybody, to implement FICO 09. And so, because it doesn't do no good because they use what's called FICO Classic, and FICO Classic still counts medical collections. So FICO just recently came out with FICO 09. So we've been trying to get Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac to do this because this is only going to help. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau said this could help maybe 100 million people.
Is that all?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Oh, it might fix the economy.
100 million.
Might get the housing market back on track.
So I want to fast forward to the end of the story. I want to know what happens. What now?
Okay, so this and this. We bailed out Fannie Mae, right?
Mm-hmm.
The taxpayer bailed out Fannie Mae.
Yep.
Last quarter, Fannie Mae paid back. They've already paid back all the money they borrowed, plus interest, and they made $3.9 billion last quarter.
Woo.
So yesterday, there was a hearing in the United States Senate Banking Committee. And they had Mel Watt, who is the head of the FHFA. And I need to read this to you. Because Senator Jeff Merkley, who's a champion of the bill, he's from Oregon, said this. A current FICO score used by FHFA uses a 2004 model, which does not adequately classify medical debt. FICO 08 and 09 use a new medical debt model. This should be changed, he said. Guess what Mel Watt says? And Mel Watt was a congressman that voted for the bill in 2008, one of the 332 people. He said this, there are many costs associated with changing FICO models, and the system adjusts are complicated. But we are reviewing and updating the FICO model used based on the GSEs. Okay, so we paid you back you made $3.29 billion last quarter. You have paid back $85 billion.
And you're going to nickel and dime us?
Oh, my God. And you have the solution to help fix the housing market, and it might cost you $100 million, but you, excuse me, and it's complicated.
It's complicated.
Sure it is.
There's bailing out your ass was complicated.
But we managed to do it.
It makes sense if you don't think about it, Rodney. It's one of those.
So frustrating. It's one of those. Every turn, every time we see it. I mean, we saw it when we were there. We had lunch in the Republican dining room, talked to people who said, this bill totally makes sense. You guys are on to something. This is great. You totally. Okay, do we have your support? Well, I need to see if so-and-so votes for it. All it was, and politics. Well, we're not politicians. We're make sense application people. So it's like, I don't understand. You just said that you like it and you want, well, I'm not sure yet. From there to today, the number of conflicting answers and, you know, muddy water that we've incurred with this, it's incredible.
It's kind of everything we think that happens in D.C. actually.
Yeah,
happens.
I've been thinking about it, but can you contribute to my campaign? We kind of like it, but. Can you contribute to my campaign? We voted for it. Can you contribute to my campaign? We might change our mind if you contributed our campaign.
So we packed up our briefcases and came back to Dallas and went, okay, well, that went well. But we did get a lot of support. We had a lot of a pretty big platform to talk about it. And it has been, like he said, it's been being talked about for years mm-hmm. in every area. They just can't seem...
They can't push the button on this, Rodney.
Well, yeah. You know, they're listening to Gordon Gekko.
Greed, for lack of a better word, is good.
So, anyway, I don't want to beat a dead horse here. We're still working on it, ladies and gentlemen.
We have not given up.
That happened in the Senate Banking Committee. They're telling us now that this could happen, but it could be a couple years.
Yikes. We may need to get a little more money.
And I'll never forget a guy named Drew Campbell. Drew Campbell was a lobbyist that was working with us originally mm-hmm. from Texas. Drew said this: if you're going to change a bill in Congress, it's going to take 10 years. And I told him at that time, I'm like, hell no, it won't. It's going to take about 6 months. Mm-hmm. We're 7 years into this thing.
Because sometimes you think when you're doing the right thing, why wouldn't it be fast, right?
That's the thing. Nobody had any objection to the bill, the proposal, at all. Right. No, not one objection. There's no downside.
No.
That's why we can't understand the politics behind it. It's maddening.
They're politics of politics.
It's maddening.
Yeah.
So all the changes coming out. All right. Today on the show, we're going to be talking about, we'll switch gears. We're going to get to the fun stuff now. The Big D. And it's not Dallas.
Uh-oh. I know what it is then.
What's it?
Well, can I say it?
No.
Oh, it's not boobs.
Oh, okay.
It's not the double D's or the D's.
We're going to get to that little bit later with cosmetic infidelity.
Yeah, a new way to cheat. Oh, my God. When we have Mark Jaffe on the phone, there's an article out that we'll be talking about 11:25. The lady said, I have only a few days to recover from surgery and look good before my husband gets home.
Love it. On board with that.
Cheating.
I think it's very considerate that she's not all carved up and stitchy for him. She wants to look nice for her man.
I'm not going to be all carved up and stitchy for you, honey.
Looking like the Joker when he walks in the door.
But she's going to hide the money from him, too, on how much it costs.
I see no problem with either.
So if you went and got cosmetic surgery, Susie, would you tell Dan?
I would hope he would notice.
Now, what if you sent him on vacation? Honey, why don't you go to film school for...
And he looks...
photography school for a week. Go to that conference and...
He comes back and none of my shirts fit. He's going to notice. So, yes, I would tell him, but that's...
Amy, would you tell somebody?
No. I'm secretive. Financial infidelity, cosmetic infidelity.
Amy's got it all.
Yeah, that's right.
So, the Big D... is not that kind of D.
It's divorce.
Which could, happen as a result of that infidelity.
All right. When we come back, we'll be talking about the 15 steps that you need to take in order to avoid financial disaster when getting divorced. Yesterday, we took you through the first 8 steps. Today, we're going to take you through the next 7 steps. It's going to be fantastic. At 11:25, Dr. Mark Jaffe will be joining us talking about this cosmetic infidelity. 11:30. Our favorite divorce attorney, Lisa Marquis, will be joining us to talk about social media and the infidelity through social media. And at 11:45, our friend Jim LeCamp will be joining us. Yes, the redistribution of wealth after getting divorced. Amy Vanderoff, Susie Reed, Rob Baldwin, we're all in the house today. 1-800-EXPRESS is our number. If you'd like to participate in the show, you can email us, rodney@rodneyanderson.com, and we'll be right back.
Get along pretty good, me and a wife. We fight about money. I come home from a road trip. There's a new rug in the living room. I go, how much is the rug? She goes, $550. I go, why would you spend that much money on an area rug? She goes, it's sound absorbent. Is it waterproof? Because I'm going to wrap your body in it, toss in a lake, and buy a fake mustache and go golfing for the next 3 weeks. Yeah.
You're listening to the Rodney Anderson Radio Show right here on 1190 AM.
Show, everybody. As always, Susie Reed's in the house, number one originator for mortgages and the state of Texas, and she's here. And she is also going to be on Designing Spaces, a Lifetime Network, and she is co-author of Credit 911. Amy Vanderoff, Good Morning Texas. Every single day you see her from 9 to 10 a.m. Been on television for 9 years. She's also former Miss Connecticut.
Pageant wave.
Uh-huh. And Rob the Baldwin, as always. I want to bring in our very next guest because I thought until yesterday that my 6-month little jog at Glendale Community College made me feel really good. Been very successful in life, and hey, I went to college for 6 months.
Hey, it worked. Right.
And when we were sitting there at iHeartRadio 3 or 4 weeks ago, they said this. They said, we're going to blow up the station. We're going to bring Russ Martin in from 7 to 11. We're going to have you on from noon to, or excuse me, 11 to noon. And then we're going to bring on this guy from 5 to 7 named Michael Berry. And I said, who's Michael Berry? They're like, well, he's number one talk show host in Houston the last 3 years. He's number one in the state of Texas. He's one of the top 10 talk show hosts in the country.
And we don't live in Houston, so that's, you know.
And then we read his bio.
Yeah, we did.
And I felt like really kind of crazy. Amy, you want to read his bio?
I mean, degrees from places all around the state and across the pond. He is in two insane businesses at once, politics and broadcast. And when I read this, I said, are you my ex-husband? I think I was married to you before. That was a little nod to you, Grant Stinchfield. But yeah, so Michael Berry is going to be joining us now. And we say good morning to you, Michael.
Good morning. Was that Miss Connecticut talking, or the other?
Yeah, that was Miss Connecticut.
Yeah, I'm the other one.
I'm adding that to my bio. I was once married to Miss Connecticut.
Really? Yes.
Yeah.
I'm the ex-husband of Miss Connecticut.
Yeah, she looks good now. So, yeah.
I looked up Miss Connecticut, and it turns out there's more than one, so I don't know if that was her or not.
Yeah.
Anyone would probably work, yeah. But right. We all look the same from Connecticut.
Yeah, Michael was a student body president at the University of Houston, where he graduated. I don't even know how to pronounce that. Magnum cum laude? I don't know. Hell.
I was the only sober one on campus. It wasn't that hard.
He earned a Juris Doctorate from the University of Texas School of Law. So all you Texas people out there love him. And I think he must have bought his University of Nottingham in England, his Laws and Letters. I don't
yes.
know. Did you buy that, Michael?
I bought that, yes. I paid a lot of money for that. No, you know, the funny thing, people don't know this, is a law degree nowadays, it wasn't always, but nowadays a law degree is a doctorate. It's a Juris Doctorate instead of a PhD. So it's a JD. And so they wanted to have, you know, some number of years ago, they wanted to have a degree beyond a law degree. So they created an LLM. So the master's in law is actually higher than the doctorate. It's the only field I know of that's that way. Normally you get your bachelor's, your master's, and then your PhD. But in law, you do it in reverse order because they had to add something. But to even further complicate it was a PhD program, but we don't recognize a PhD in law in the United States, so they translated it as an LLM. And you know what? I use absolutely none of it because I talk on the radio all day.
Yeah, we were going to ask, how's that working for you? As the old
you doctor. Know, I hated the practice of law. I thought I wanted to teach law. I loved the study of law. I hated the practice of it. And I describe it as being like a taxi driver, because if you pull over and take a nap, you're losing money. And I wanted to build something that I felt was bigger than that. And so I went from that to real estate development, and then to politics, and then to owning an internet company, and then to talk radio. So next, I'm going to be a used car salesman, and then a telemarketer, and then a debt collector, and I will have run the gamut of awful things you
and
can
maybe,
do.
And maybe a pageant contestant,
you missed mortgage lending.
Yeah.
Run a gamut, Michael, until you've been a mortgage loan officer. I'm just telling you.
Yeah, because you can't make this stuff up. What we see every single day. You know, he's also appeared on the Glenn Beck Show, Bill O'Reilly. He's all over Fox. Michael, you're a great talk show host. I listened to some of your clips and stuff this morning. I'm going to play a quick. This is a little bit longer than normal, but you guys got to hear this.
This isn't me being stupid, is it?
Yeah, no, this is you being a little bit stupid. But hold on just a second. Play a little bit of this, Rob.
Thank you for calling Greyhound. India, if you are, what city and state will you be leaving from?
Orange, Texas.
Orange?
Uh-huh. And I need to go over at Verdon, Louisiana.
Verdon?
Ferriday. And it's me and my 19 children, and we need to leave Monday morning.
You were leaving from Odessa?
No, Orange. Orange, Texas. And my sister and her husband stay in Faraday. And she wanted us to come over there. She been wanting us to come over. We just hadn't went because of her attitudes. Frankly, that's the problem. Is she want to act wrong. I don't know why. She just get like that. But now she want to make up. So she say, well, y'all come on. And with all these children, I want to make sure of the price before I book it.
How old are the children?
Oh, Lord. Let's see. The youngest one is 5. oldest one about 17.
Okay, he rising as an adult.
The 17 do?
Uh-huh.
And how about 16?
Okay, ages 2 to 11 ride as children.
I think they're all under 11.
Okay, ages 2 to 11.
Give me the price on that.
Okay.
And I might bring my good friend Watusa Jenkins from Mars support, so check for two adults. So if you have a calculator.
Okay, ma'am, I don't have a calculator with me.
Just approximate it for me.
Y'all going round trip?
Yeah, I guess unless someone wants to stay with her, I don't care. If they want to stay in her house, that's fine. But okay. I want to buy them for round trip.
Okay, for two adults, round trip will be $204.
That's
oh,
with,
Lord, okay.
That's with the adults.
Oh, Lord. She gets on there and says it's $968 round trip.
$51 times 19.
Michael, you are a treat.
I'm not very good with math. I don't have my glasses on.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Michael, yesterday.
Oh,
all right. Hey, Michael, yesterday on the show, you said if you got in a bar fight, you wanted to choose President Obama in the bar fight, right?
Well, I said if you were in a bar, and Lord knows what kind of bar it would be, and you could choose between John Cornyn and John Boehner or Barack Obama, Barack Obama might throw like a sissy and wear mom jeans, but I'd rather him on my side than Boehner or Texas's own John Cornyn, because at least to his credit, Barack Obama wants to win. And my point was that Republicans want to be principled losers, and Democrats want to be unprincipled winners, and I'm tired of losing.
Michael, I close my eyes and I kind of picture your audience as these older white Texas men. And I wonder, I guess you're not worried about isolating anybody. And I wonder if that new up and coming generation, the millennials, will maybe not be fans of what you have to say. Do you have any interest in drawing that younger audience when you
get very conservative? Oh, no, absolutely not. No, absolutely not. Most young people are stupid.
Yes. Keep going. That's pretty much it,
that's
right?
It, that's it. Most young people are stupid. Huh? Well, Michael,
I was young and stupid.
You were, huh?
I'm sorry. I was young and stupid, and you know, Winston Churchill said it best. If you're 21 and not a liberal, you have no heart. If you're 35 and not a conservative, you have no head. You know, sure, we have a lot of young listeners, but I don't really try to pander to an audience and give them what they want. There's plenty of that on the radio already. I think what people really want is for us to have conversations like you and your friends. You know, if the girls are going for a day spa day and they're just going to have some fun, or they're out having a good time, or the guys are out on a hunting trip, the kind of conversations you have that are very honest and very frank, they're not meant to be hurtful, but they may be a little off color. I want to bring those to the public airways because I think in the midst of all the silliness and the having fun, that we can actually accomplish a little more common sense in our public policy. And that's the goal. And if not, then at least I will have entertained people on their drive home.
All right, Michael, you've been married to your wife for 20 years now. So I have a question, because coming up on the show, we'll have Lisa Marquis, one of the top divorce attorneys in this in the Dallas area. We'll also have Jim LeCamp later talking about the redistribution of wealth when it comes to divorce. So if your wife, this is a hypothetical, if you went on a hunting trip, and your wife decided for 6 days, and if your wife decided to do a little bit of cosmetic surgery and wasn't going to tell you about it because there's a new way to cheat, it's called cosmetic infidelity, how would you feel about your wife doing that?
Oh, I would be honored, because there's only two reasons that she would be wanting to make herself prettier. Three reasons. For herself, which is perfectly fine. For some other dude, and she knows I'd kill him. Or for me. So I like my chances. I'd be honored.
All right. You can listen to The Michael Berry Show every single day right here on Talk Radio 1190 AM. Go online. Look him up. Michael Berry. It's Berry. His stuff is funny. I mean, we welcome you to Dallas, Michael. You're going to do really great in this city. This is going to be a great station for you to be on. Russ Martin is huge in the morning. I said to Russ yesterday, he said, why are you having Michael Berry on? I said, because you're an ass, Russ, and you will never go on our station. So,
in fairness, I'm an ass, too.
Oh, that's all right. But Russ has a word that's behind ass, okay? And we won't talk about
it.
Oh, okay. No, in nowadays, though.
There you go.
That's all
booty,
good.
Booty, booty, booty. All right. Thanks, Michael, for joining us. You can listen to him every single day from 5 to 7 right here on the Talk Radio 1190. Thanks, bud.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Thanks, right. Michael.
Yeah, I think I may have to listen to him now on my way home. He's funny. He is. Like him.
Yeah, he is funny.
I'm looking at the picture of him, like, holding, I don't know, like a jam jar or something in his hand. What's in this picture? He's holding a jar and a cigar.
All right. Bye. Cosmetic infidelity, a new way to cheat. And then we'll have Lisa Marquis on this morning. She's fantastic. She's Hanshaw Kendi Marquis. She's a divorce attorney. We'll talk about financial infidelity and social media. So you talk about your soon-to-be ex on Facebook and blow her up.
Who could think that would be a bad idea?
It never happens.
How could that backfire? Might.
All right, we'll be back with more of the show.
There was up with Matt. I don't have my glasses on.
969.
Oh, Jesus!
You're listening to the Rodney Anderson Radio Show, right here on 1190 AM.
Tomorrow's going to be Amy's favorite day. Amy Vanderoff, that is. Good morning, Texas.
Good morning.
Tomorrow we're talking about plastic dynamite. The bombs in your pocket that are ready to explode.
Boy.
Credit cards. Amy Reed's here. I mean, Amy Reed. Amy Vanderoff, Susie Reed, Rob Baldwin. Cosmetic infidelity. We're going to bring in Mark Jaffe for a quick second, and then we've got Lisa Marquis lined up, one of the top divorce attorneys in the city. But there's a story out today. Cosmetic infidelity, a new way to cheat. And this has the lady said, you got to read this. I have 5 days to recover from surgery and look good before my husband gets home. Marina, a 60-year-old Caucasian woman, sits before me to sign the consent forms for her upcoming operations, a 3D facelift, upper and lower eyelid lifts, and endoscopic brow lift. I see on her information sheet that she hasn't authorized us to discuss the surgery with anyone else, not even her husband. So you're not telling me about you're not telling him about all these procedures? And she said, not unless I have to. You don't know him. He wouldn't understand, and he wouldn't want me to spend all the money, especially on something he thinks is frivolous. So that's why I need to look good before he gets back. We've got 5 days.
I got no issue with this, Rodney Anderson. I've got no issue with this. Because what we call this is just a little something-something.
It's like in
it's
the 50s.
It's just a little.
It's like in the 50s.
Like Liberace when days.
The moms would tell their daughters, when your husband gets home from work, you need to have your dress on, you need to have your face fixed, your hair needs to be pretty, get your pearls on, and be pushing the vacuum cleaner when your man walks in the door so you can get ready to hand him his drink. You need to look good for your man. And this is what it's become.
So, no, I don't. I see this differently. Okay. You want someone to
I'm waiting
you
for that.
The door.
And have their lingerie on underneath.
Yeah, I'm waiting for that.
This is why you're single.
This is not how I see this. I see this as, you know, a problem shared is a problem doubled, right? So I see, like, there's no need to discuss this. It's just a little something-something, little lift. It's going to make her look refreshed and younger. It's not going to be so noticeable.
Let's ask Mark Jaffe how much that procedure that you just described, what kind of money are we talking about?
Question. And I'll tell you, Mark Jaffe is a great friend of mine. He's one of my very best friends. He is a he does this stuff. Eyelids, you know, eyebrow, the brow, whatever the hell that is. How much does all that cost, Mark?
So that probably run between $6,000 and $12,000.
What's the teller?
The interesting thing about this is we have patients like this all the time that will have, you know, a little Botox or a little filler put in, and then we'll walk them to the lobby and the husband will say, well, what did you have done? And she'll say, oh, honey, don't you worry about it. And then he'll turn to us and say, well, what did you guys do? And we kind of have to do the Sergeant Schultz. You know, I know nothing and I see nothing, and we just send them on their way.
And I'm darn sure not telling you nothing.
Right.
And Mark, when you're seeing a lot of patients, Mark Jaffe is Dr. Mark Jaffe is one of the top plastic surgeons out there. And I would highly recommend him. I mean, I get my Botox from him.
Yeah, I love full disclosure, Rodney.
Hey, I don't care. Whoa, I need to look young.
What'd you just say?
I'm poking his
I know. I need to do it. I need to do it. Like now, I'm losing hair.
Oh, my God. Debonair. We don't get Botox, man.
This show's about the truth.
Right. You can't handle the truth.
Right? You can't handle it. But he's fantastic. Mark always sees this. You know, I know he's got to get back into surgery. Mark, what's your office number that people can call you to get some of this $6,000 to $12,000 surgeries?
It's 214-276-0039.
All right. Say that one more time, bud.
214-276-0039.
All right. Thanks for joining us today, Mark.
Amy just told me.
Okay, we'll see you later, Rodney. Take care.
All right. All right. Now we're going to bring in. So when you're ready to cheat and that lady's not going to tell you and you find out about it, now you're going to get divorced, right?
Yeah.
So we're going to call. Who are we going to call when we get divorced? We're going to call Lisa Marquis from Hanshaw Kennedy Marquis.
Mm-hmm.
And so Lisa, I texted her this morning and I said, yesterday you were on the show. Can we? We're doing part two on divorce. And she's like, I'm in court. Can I text you if I'm done? Yeah. So she texts me earlier. Like, she's like, I'm done.
Good.
Ooh, she must have been fast.
She won.
Yeah, she always wins. Lisa, thanks for joining us again.
Hey, good to talk to you guys.
All right. So let's talk about that situation right there. Cosmetic surgery, hot to trot phase. We talked about it yesterday and all that. Do you ever see, is this a major cause of divorce? And do you see this quite a bit, Lisa?
You know, I guess if you have a good surgeon, no one's ever supposed to be able to see it and know that you had it done. But I have had a couple of situations. I wouldn't say that it's what caused the divorce, but when people have had it done close to the filing of divorce, we have gotten into disputes as to whether that's truly a community debt or not, and whether the husband who's not going to reap any benefit from that expenditure should have to pay for a portion of it.
Okay, so Lisa, have you ever went on your initial consultation, you call it, and all of a sudden, about 90 days later, you go into court and mama's got a little bit bigger.
Groceries?
Yeah. Grocery bill.
There you go.
All of a sudden, no, I mean, in all seriousness, Lisa, I mean, infidelity, in fact, financial infidelity is one of the number one reasons for divorce. People fight about, 50% of all marriages end in divorce, but the number one reason is cash money. And so, Lisa, when you're out there, when you see these things, how much is social media coming into play with divorce?
Well, I think I will have to tell you, I haven't seen a lot of it recently. I think people are finally getting smart about unfriending their soon-to-be ex-spouse and then that person's family members and so forth. But it absolutely can come into play, particularly, you know, in Texas courts, this sounds sort of dismissive to say, but adultery isn't one of the main factors the courts consider. I mean, we have no-fault divorce here, so it's not the end-all and be-all, but what I've seen more of it have an impact on is in custody cases where people will post, hey, you know, I'm, you know, out with my friends here and there's, you know, alcohol involved, or I've had it come up a couple of times where parties had a right of first refusal, and then all of a sudden their ex is posting that, hey, I'm at this concert, and it turns out it was their night with the kid, and the other parent didn't get the option to care for the child. So it really can, I mean, people can be stupid.
So I think you stay friends with your ex-spouse. I am on Facebook and in person. So I think this is always, obviously it's not, it's the ideal, obviously not always being able to carry that out.
Well, but you also can't, you know, what seems like a good idea today can change just like that tomorrow.
Right.
So I think, you know, it's a good idea for you right now because things are fine.
And some people are
but
just
cool. But
if things
turned not fine, then all of a sudden it's not a good idea. So I think it's difficult to blanket that.
Some people don't get all vindictive and act like that.
Well,
and some
do. People don't do stupid stuff on Facebook, too.
Well, Most people are stupid.
Some people can't be friends because they're just generally good people and don't want to screw over anybody.
And I think that
people love revenge.
Yeah, and people love to overshare. It doesn't matter if you're talking about a custody case or a divorce case or not. People love to overshare. They want the attention. They want the likes. And so I think sometimes people put that ahead of good common sense of, I'm out tonight. I could have given you first right of refusal to take our little Johnny, but instead I'm out and Nanny's over there.
Yeah, well, and Susie and I see this all the time when people are coming in to buy homes, refinance homes, because here's what ends up happening. We end up hearing one of two things. I'm going through divorce of hell, or our divorce is going to be very, very amicable. And so we see a lot of these cases that it could take 60, 90 days to get divorced. And then we hear all the cases that are going to take a year to divorce, or somebody's refinancing their home and they say, hey, you know what? I'm going to be closing in. My divorce is going to be final December 5th.
And then all of a sudden, March 5th rolls around, and they're still not divorced. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it, we see that every single day.
Yeah, absolutely. You can't live in Disneyland, because some people do, and you have to be prepared for the worst, even if that's not what's going to happen.
Yeah, and in some cases, I mean, I'll say it. One of mine was really bad, but it was great right up until the money stopped flowing, and then it was not amicable anymore.
Really?
So.
Do they have divorce cases like that, Lisa, where it's not amicable until the money stops flowing?
Well, either until the money stops flowing or sometimes just having to talk about the money. I mean, a lot of people want to bury their head in the sand, and they're in absolute agreement when it comes to all the kid stuff. And then when you turn to one of the spouses and say, okay, now we're going to have to divide your retirement account, it's like the gloves come off, almost sure. as if they're surprised that they might actually have to share that retirement account.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, custody cases are always very emotional, but I always tell clients never underestimate the emotion that's tied to money, because that can cause just as much of a fight as fighting over the kids.
Yeah,
number 15 in our Affairs of the Wallet divorce in the book, we talk about this. Control the situation. Don't allow your emotions to get in the way of doing what's right to protect your credit, your financial stability. Don't be afraid of being accused of acting ruthlessly or selfishly. By definition, divorce requires defensive steps. Amicable or not, divorce can ruin your financial life. Don't let it. Mm-hmm. And we see so many times when they go to Lisa that people ruin their financial lives, and you're saying, you're really going to fight over this when at the end of the day you could keep all that money?
I was up at the courthouse a couple of weeks ago, and apparently this divorce that was the judge was listening to the attorneys on had been going on for probably over a year. And supposedly at the beginning of the divorce, their estate was well over $1 million, probably closer to $1.5 million. And when they stood in front of the judge that day, it was down to $200,000 being left.
Wow.
And probably both sides had paid their attorneys about $100,000.
Hmm. Yeah.
And it was incredible to me. And they didn't seem any closer to resolution than they were after spending the $100,000.
Yeah, so. It's like they enjoyed the fight and the process so much of, giving it to the other that...
It's like this. We're going to arm wrestle, right?
Yeah.
I win. I win. And at the end of the day, we're broke. Because
right.
The attorneys.
And then people get mad at the lawyers and say, oh, the lawyers just did it to rack up the fees.
Yeah.
But,
no.
Really, the parties need to understand how much control they have over what a divorce costs. They can't necessarily control the other spouse, and that can sometimes cause things to cost more that's out of their control. But we all have choices we can make in terms of giving up fighting over that, stereo system or TV. I mean, how much do you really want to pay to fight about that stuff?
Lisa Marquis, do you want to know something? I'm going to tell you this right now. You're going to be so happy when I tell you this.
What's that?
Do you know what my divorce cost?
What?
I won't give you the number, but I got a refund on my retainer.
Oh my
have
God.
You ever had to? Have you ever
hold
refunded
on, hold
somebody?
Hold on, we'll ask that next time. We got to take a break. Lisa Marquis is fantastic. 972-731-6500. 972-731-6500. Lisa, thanks for being with us.
You bet.
All right. 1-800-EXPRESS is our number, 1-800-397-7377. You can always listen to our previous show on RodneyAnderson.com. Now we're going to separate the money out. When we come back from the break, Jim LeCamp from UBS Wealth Management will be on, and Jim's fantastic. And then, right after that, his show is coming up at noon right here on Talk Radio 1190, so we'll be joined by Jim in just a few moments.
No, I don't think it's how long you're married. I think it's how happy you are, because our next-door neighbors, they've been married 53 years, but you could tell they've been pissed for 52. They have that attitude. Well, I said forever, a deal's a deal.
You're listening to the Rodney Anderson Radio Show, right here on 1190 AM.
Our show's been filled with guests, just like Susie Reed said. Susie Reed is in the house. Amy Vanderoff of Good Morning Texas is here every single day. Rob Baldwin, we're here every single day, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to noon on Talk Radio, 1190 a.m. You can download the app on iHeartRadio. Listen to us all the time. I mean, we have fun.
We do.
This is a great show.
Uh-huh.
I'm really excited.
Me too.
Let's talk about the next show that's coming up here, Money Sense. Jim LeCamp has been a friend of mine for a long time ago. He's also a wealth manager at UBS. And also is one of my wealth managers. He's fantastic at what he does. Their show is great. Their show just moved him and Pat. They keep it going all the time. I invited Jim on the show because we talk about what? The Big D, divorce. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times it's called redistribution of wealth. Like yesterday on the show, we talked about Miss Ham from Oklahoma, who only got awarded $1 billion out of the $38 billion. So she felt like she got shortchanged. So Jim LeCamp, he's been on CNBC, MSNBC, Kudlow and Company. I mean, he's all over the place when it comes to media out there. Everybody wants to have Jim on. So Jim, welcome to the show. Congratulations.
He's in the building!
Congratulations on our show, your show, and. You know, everybody can tune into you in just a few moments, but let's talk about the redistribution of wealth. How often do you see divorce, and what are some of the things that people need to look out for, especially the one that hasn't paid attention to any of the money?
Yeah, I see it all the time, whether it's people that I know personally or clients, or frequently it's sons and daughters of clients, and they call me asking for advice. And you see all kinds of mistakes, and people that think that they have a great divorce lawyer and they put all their faith and trust in them, and then they figure out, well, they don't really at all. In fact, I've seen people go back after their divorce lawyers and sue their divorce lawyers because they did shoddy work.
What? And, wow. That can happen.
Yeah.
You can sue your divorce attorney. That's a whole
other
layer.
Actually, lawyers suing lawyers is a growing practice. I talked to a guy yesterday who's a lawyer that says that he's getting a lot of work in that area. It's not just divorce lawyers. All sorts of business law type lawyers are being sued, too. And you can get careless. And lawyers are like anybody else. They see the money coming in, and sometimes they do the least amount of work to get that money. And a lot of times it's shoddy work. And I know of a divorce personally where a guy had a lot of cash, and he had been paid that money to switch firms from what he does from one firm to another. And they were about to settle, and a finance guy came in and said, wait a minute, you owe 9 years of work on that cash, you owe taxes every year on that cash, and so the estate, all of a sudden, just because they brought in a new finance guy, all of a sudden was reduced by $1 million. And so had the lawyer gone along with what he had originally planned, it would have cost that client about $500,000.
Hey, Jim, I got a second job for you. Oh, Jim also plays in a band.
Really?
In his spare time. Jim, I got a third job for you. You should be a financial matchmaker.
Okay.
Here's what happens.
Yes.
Rich guy gets divorced. Rich guy calls Amy.
Yeah. I love this. Keep you wait. This is like a lullaby.
Right?
Keep going.
Isn't this beautiful? Rich guy calls Amy. He's got $20 million because Jim handles a lot of people with a lot of money. Rich guy
Amy,
calls.
Amy, just give me your age range of what's acceptable, and I'll make that
18
happen.
To 80. As long as I got money, 18
I'm
gonna to 80.
I'm going to say 18 to 105 is fine. It's fine. Actually, I think I'm going to overshoot. I'm going to say 85 and up. You can't do 18. Yeah. They can't even get into a bar. You need to be 21 to 105.
Oh, 21.
Thank you for being the
no,
voice of your
reason. No,
I'm
she
there
doesn't,
for you.
No, she take the 18 and 21. She'll just leave my home.
Right. You're here to watch. Actually, they can watch my 5-year-old while I go out. That's perfect. They'll be the Manny. I love it. This is a good plan.
The Manny. You like that?
I like that.
Jim, you always see this happen all the time. I mean, divorce, you're great at investments.
Yep.
The market's been moving higher. People are excited about the markets moving higher right now. Housing market's making a big comeback. We always talk about housing and housing stocks and everything. And this has all been good news, Suze, because values have continued to skyrocket.
Yes.
Our rates here's real quick, and this is a boring part of our show, but we like to plug this. Are rates going to go up next year?
There's a lot of controversy in an argument over whether rates are going to go up. I think they will go up next year. I don't think they'll go up a lot, but I do think they'll go up. And we're starting to see some wage pressures, and that's really your tell. If wages start to go up, and we're starting to see that, that usually means inflation goes up, and when inflation goes up, the Federal Reserve Board will be forced to raise rates. Now, yesterday they acted like we might go lower with inflation before we go higher, but we are seeing some wage pressure out there, and that's what I look for. And so I suspect that by maybe late next summer, we're going to see interest rates go up.
Yeah, so people shouldn't sit on the fence and wait to refinance, or they should go out and buy a home right now. It's a pretty good time.
Mm-hmm. And we say that all the time on Good Morning Texas. We tell people they're sitting on the sidelines. So many people are qualified and eligible to refinance and have more money going to principal than on interest and more money in their pockets.
Yeah, Jim did a 15-year fix. I did a 15-year fix. It seems to be a popular program. Jim, thanks for being on. We know you got to get to your next show. Jim's going to be right on behind us, him and Pat Riddell, and they're fantastic, Jim. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on, and tell Amy I'll be looking out for
Google me, Jim.
Hey, Jim, give everybody your phone number there at UBS.
That's right. You should. All right. Our phone number is 800-841-5388, and our website is money-sense.com.
All right. Thanks, Jim. Appreciate
Thanks, Jim.
You.
All right. Thank
Jim,
you.
Jim's always great on the show.
He's such a nice guy. I wish I could take all of his knowledge and just implant it in my head.
Yeah.
He was always great. He's always great on CNBC when they interview him. He's always, you know, never gets lost in an interview. How I met Jim a long time ago, I was doing a CBS 11 special during the financial crisis, and I gave an answer, and he's like, oh. That's pretty smart.
Yeah, that's
And then he introduced me to his agent out of New York and all that, and Jim and I have been friends for a long time. Tomorrow on the show, Matt Patrick is going to be joining us. He is the 2-5 guy right here on Talk Radio 1190. He is also from Houston. He's a 2-time radio and television broadcaster, Hall of Fame inductee. Oh, my God. He's been around for 32 years, considered conservative. Amy will be here. Susie will be here. Rob will be here. And tomorrow's topic on the show, plastic dynamite, the bombs in your pocket are ready to explode. Credit card debt, how to manage your credit through the credit cards, 1-800-EXPRESS is our number. You can always go to RodneyAnderson.com. And, Rob, it's all you.
Thank you, sir. The opinion expressed on the Rodney Anderson radio program and not necessarily that of iHeartMedia or its sponsors. For Rodney Anderson, thanks to Susie Reed, Amy Vanderoff, Mark Jaffe, Lisa Marquis, and Jim LeCamp, Michael Berry. I'm Rob Baldwin. We will see you right here next time on Talk Radio 1190.